You are about to enjoy a presentation recorded at the 2023 Michigan Conference Camp Meeting held at Cedar Lake, Michigan. We pray that the Lord will bless you as you listen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and so thankful for another day of rest, and we just thank you, Lord, for bringing us here. My prayer is today is that we will learn how to do the things correctly that you have us to do. Please bless our efforts as we go out with you before us and give and take the message to the world and convict the hearts of the people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Yes, thank you. And I've seen that message that you sent me. Thank you so much. Yes, I think they'll be trickling in because I've seen some people this morning. They said they're coming and they're not here now, so they should be coming anytime soon. How was your night? Cold? People that are sleeping in tents, did you do well? Seems like not.
They're tougher people.
Yeah. Camp meeting really is camp meeting when you sleep in a tent. Yep. That's really, otherwise we are, those of us who are not, that's not correctly or not exactly a camp meeting experience. But you might think differently.
Yes.
We will have t-shirts if you come to our mission trips. All of these t-shirts It is, but unfortunately, we don't have for this mission trip, but for the Silicon Valley one, we will have t-shirts.
And
you know, that's far for you, but if you pray, and if it's God's will, He'll make it happen. He'll make it happen, and you'll say, oh, wow, I didn't even think that I was... I'm sorry?
What do you do at Silicon Valley?
Oh, good. Good question. I'll you remember I showed you the Three Angels Messages Symposium?
Yes.
I think in the Silicon Valley, September 1 through 4. So the Silicon Valley mission trip is going to be 3 days prior to that. That's going to be August 28th through Saturday, September the 2nd. We have a mission trip. That means about 100 people from all over U.S. are going to be flying to San Jose, California. We'll be picking them up in the vans and taking them to SoCal Campground. That's where we're going to be based. We're going to be sleeping there, eating there, getting our training there. Good morning, guys. No, tents as well. Some people local from California. Others that are flying, I doubt they will be doing tents. But we have cabins there. Cabins, so people will be staying in cabins. That's the cheapest way that we were able to do it, because we were trying to do it in hotel when we got the prices, and all, I said we can't do that to our people. It's just way too expensive. So anyway, so it's going to be basically the mission trip is from Tuesday to Saturday, and the symposium starts on Friday, so the two overlap. So the two crowds, the mission trip crowd and the symposium crowd, will overlap for the Saturday outreach. Saturday, September the 2nd, the entire conference of Central California, every church in the conference, 145 churches, will be distributing the Great Controversy in their territories. So we will be distributing in San Jose with the Campbell Church. So that's going to be our task. And then for sermon, we'll have the first presentation for the Three Angels Messages Symposium that will be given by Dr. McNulty. If you know Norman McNulty,
yeah.
He'll be the first speaker there for them. And then in the evening, I'll be speaking on Three Angels Messages and the Everlasting Gospel. And then on Sunday, we have a full day of presentations by Sebastian Braxton, by Carlos Munoz from Amazing Facts, then Dan Cerns, the president of the Central California Conference. So it's going to be packed. Louis Torres, and then who else? Have few more that I forgot about. But oh, D. Casper, if you know D, as well, he'll be there too. So that's a neat event to plan from Tuesday to Monday, because the Three Angels Messages Symposium will be finishing. And then good morning on Monday, and Monday is the Labor Day. That's a Labor Day Monday, so it's a holiday. That's why we made it there, so that people can fly back home on Monday and still show up at work on Tuesday. So anyway, pray about that. And if it's God's will for you to be there, He'll provide the time and He'll provide the resources. I'm sorry?
What's the date?
The dates? August the 28th, that's when the mission trip starts. And it goes all the way to Saturday. But really, if you want to get the entire thing, it's from the 28th to the 4th of September. The 4th is Monday, and that's when the Three Angels Messages Symposium. Okay, that was a little commercial about what's to come. I believe that it's going to be exciting, and we're looking forward to that. So before we go into the training, because then I get enthused and I forget about other things that I need to do, there is one method that I would like to suggest to all of you, how to do the distribution of great controversy in your church. Because many times we do one-time event, once a year we do an event and then we're done for the rest of the year. That could be done, but I think there are more efficient ways to do it. A church in, it's called Country Life Church in Texas, they have developed this model, which I think it's pretty efficient. They have divided the entire congregation in four groups. Group A, B, C, and D. Group A goes out on the first Sabbath of the month. Group B on the second Sabbath of the month. D on the third, and C on the fourth. Okay, yeah, whatever they go out in the right order, not like I mentioned them. So what happens is, it's interesting, because they function as small groups. And for example, if group A went out on the first Sabbath of the month, on the second Sabbath of the month, group A gives the testimony in the church between Sabbath school and sermon. They have 5 to 10 minutes of testimony time. And on the third Sabbath, group B gives a test. So every Sabbath there is outreach. Every Sabbath there are fresh testimonies from the field. So the church is just, you know, every Sabbath there is something new from the field. I mean, we love hearing stories from Africa and from Russia and from all of those places, but it's so neat to hear fresh testimonies from the field. Pastor, come on in. Pastor David Panyo, for those, probably all of you know him, but those who don't, literature ministries director for this conference, the man of the vision. He's the one who has requested that we change. Come on in, guys. Good to see you. He's the one that requested that we change the cover, and he said we need our personal cover, the Michigan cover. So he's the one who fought for you guys, that you would have something that you would like and something that you would be, you'll be enthused about sharing door to door. Pastor, do you have a word for us?
Oh yeah, first of all, thank you for being here. How many of you are going out this afternoon? Oh, praise the Lord, amen. What churches do we have represented here?
Mile.
Okay.
Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
New Haven.
Okay. Yes.
Rochester,
okay.
First Plain.
We have a pastor here, First Plain. Thank you very much for all that you do. You know, as a conference, we have to thank, you know, the president, the treasurer, and the secretary, because they help us to push this. I don't know if you noticed, in the back of the cover, now it has Bible study offer.com, and it has it now. We have also bookmarks, so we're trying to customize it to make it easier to connect with all the departments. So thank you very much for everything that you're doing. I'm sorry I couldn't be here this week. I'm with the canvassers right now. We have like around 50 young people knocking door to door. Yesterday was raining, so there was some lining. But they were still out there, so
there are some chairs behind there.
Earlier, because they were lightning and thunderstorms, so we want to be safe as well. But just want to say thank you very much. Today at one, right?
One. We're leaving.
We want to hear testimonies. We want to hear, and those are the. If you want to inspire other members, we want to hear those testimonies. We're gonna try to record it.
One more.
And we're gonna try to encourage others as well. Thank you very much for what you do. It is a huge blessing. I am sure, Oleg, how many of you want to do this in your churches? Oleg, you have the information, right?
We shared yesterday the information, the phone number, where they can call.
Tammy Lambert is our secretary. and she can take the order. She will help. She's really good. She's going to help you to place the orders and with the church. And the nice thing is that talk to your pastor and your personal ministries, and we can bill directly to the church, so you don't have to pay. It's better that way because you don't pay taxes and we bill directly to the church, right? So I hope that's everything. Any questions for us?
The houses we're going to today, are they different than the ones your kids went to?
The kids are doing MAGA books. How many of you know MAGA books? You know, they're doing MAGA books because they're fundraising for a school as well. So we're getting amazing testimonies. So we're gonna share tomorrow afternoon, soul winning hours as well. So keep them in prayer. So we have young people on the field.
Different direction than they are, though. So we're not overlapping.
Oh yeah, they're in Grand Rapids, and the other one side is in Warren. And keep them in prayer also as well because we have MAGA books in Arabic. And in 5 weeks, they're going to start going to Dearborn. We go every year, and we have great controversies in Arabic, and we're seeing neat experiences because the new generation of Arabic, they're questioning their own religion, and they're looking for something else.
Amen.
And that's what we're connecting. So thank you, and we want to thank also Oleg. How many of you were the mission trip? I don't know if you know. We have amazing testimonies, and thank you for Streams of Light that was able to be with us, train you guys, and also help us to go out this afternoon. And I don't know, I'm gonna try. I have to work with some trailers, etc. today, but I'll try to be here this afternoon.
Okay? Awesome. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you very much for everything. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Appreciate your work. Okay, so welcome to those who came. Just recently, we missed you, and we're so happy you are here. This is good. So as we were saying, this group, this church, their Country Life Church, they love it. They have finished their entire city. They covered every home of their city. And then they said, now what? So they reached out to the neighboring city, and they said, are you going to do your city anytime soon? They said, no, we're doing something else. Said, can we take your city? Oh, yeah, take it. So they started the neighboring city to, they divided their group. One goes to one city, the other goes to the other city. So, Oh, okay, that's my, okay, we can watch some pictures now. okay. Yep. So, awesome. We'll go into training, into brief training, then we'll divide the group. We'll divide in pairs, and then we'll receive the maps. Every pair will get their map, and every pair will get their books, and we'll be out. We'll go to do what we have to do, but at 1 or right after lunch. It doesn't have to be 1. Right after lunch, you talk with your team, with your vehicle, what time you'll be leaving, and you'll meet wherever you'll agree to meet, and then from there you'll be leaving to the territory, distribute the 25-30 books that you'll be taking with you, and then come back. And the idea is to meet at 4:45, actually. 4:45, right here. Why 4:45? Because I think the seminar ends at 4:30, so we wanted to give 15 minutes for everybody to. So the idea is for you to still get to at least 1 seminar in the afternoon. So then after that seminar, we'll come here from 4:45 to 4:15, because at 4:15, the cafeteria opens. 5:15, sorry. Yes, thank you. Still sleepy. So we'll have that half hour of testimony time and prayer here. And then we'll be done after that. And then I'll miss you after that. Okay, did you want to say something? No? You're good? You do whatever you have to do, and with your team, you can even schedule the distribution of those books at earlier time. Grab your lunch real quick with you guys, and on the way there, eat it and distribute it quickly, and you'll be back by your first seminar. So there are ways around it. It's going to give us flexibility, and everybody will move by the vehicle that they're going, and that vehicle can agree on what type of distribution and or when the schedule will be for you to leave. Okay, let's go straight into the training. This is going to be what we're going to be doing today. And I skipped a large portion of it with all the quotes and all because we've done most of that. And we'll go straight into this. And now it doesn't want to change. It's kind of stuck. He went to his class today. He said, "Daddy, it's my last day, so I'll go there," because yesterday they were playing something really, really neat there. And he said, "That was so interesting." So he's there today. Let me see, doesn't want to play it. Come on, don't do that to me now. So the canvas, for those who are not here the other day, what I advise you to do, because I didn't get the papers that I promised some of you. I didn't get those. So what I advise you to do, take a picture. Take a picture of this and then have your phone handy. And if you forget, before you go to another door, look at it and say, "Okay, this is what I have to say." So what we do is we come to the door. If it has a doorbell, you ring the bell. If it doesn't, good, firm knock. Not, because sometimes we knock that even us ourselves, we don't hear it. So good knock, not too hard, not too soft. And then after knocking, we usually give some space between the door and ourselves so that people wouldn't come out and we're right there in their nose. So we just, we give them some space. And then I say, "Hi, my name is Oleg. This is my friend Yaro, if I'm going with my son. And we are delivering a gift in the community. Here is your free copy. Enjoy it." So notice that what I did, I was holding the book this way. And once I'm ready to give it, I'm turning it around so that the person will see the cover. And if you want to present it with the magazine side, you can do that too. This is a gift that we're delivering, and enjoy it. What you have to do, and we'll talk here a little bit, book in hand, don't ask, "Would you like it?" You know, we're delivering a gift in the community. Would you like it?
Yeah.
You lost there.
Yeah.
You lost. Right there, it depends. If you say it in that way, more than 50% of the people say, "Oh, no, thank you."
Yeah.
Because when you say, "Would you like it?" they think that after that, you'll ask for money. Because a book like that, a big book like that, you don't just distribute it for free. You understand? So when you hesitate, or when you say, "We're delivering a gift in the community, here's your copy," and you're holding it to yourself, they say, "Something is coming after this." They're asking for money.
Yeah.
So they just try to trick me. But just,
that's right.
Boom.
It's free.
Just give it to them like,
it's yours.
Boom, right? Right there. So if you stepped back from the door when you rang the bell, then at this point you have to come front very close and just
step back.
Boom, right? Give it to them. So that's very, very important. You will be amazed how that will increase your efficiency. Yeah, smile is good, and sometimes smile for me doesn't always come naturally. My wife smiles even when she sleeps. So. So some people are just natural smilers, and that is such a blessing. Others, like me, we have to learn. We have to learn, and sometimes that smile doesn't really come that straight, but that's okay. Just smile. Smile, and if you're nervous, don't worry about your smile. Just do the best that you can, and don't worry about that. That's right. That's right. So give the book with confidence. And as we said, this will decrease, and it's just amazing to see the confidence, your confidence, what it will do to the delivery of the book. If you're secure and sure and confident, the book will be going to a lot more homes than if you're like, okay, thank you. And I want to just let you know that you will be rejected today. Don't think if you're rejected that you are doing something wrong. It's just normal. It doesn't matter who. I will be rejected today many times as well. Even with my experience, with my smile, with my knowing what to say, I'll be rejected.
Yeah.
People say, "No, thank you, keep it to yourself." Mm-hmm. And I'll say, "God bless you, have a wonderful day." And I'll go to the next house.
They're rejecting Jesus.
That's right. And what we do, as I walk away, I pray if we're with partner, pray, say, "Lord, please give them another chance. Please give them another chance." And that's it. So any question about the canvas and book in hand? Yes.
Morning or good afternoon instead of hello?
Oh, yeah. You do it the way you want to do it. And this is just a suggestion. It's not that you have to, if you forgot, you say, what do I do? No, just say, I just brought you a gift. Enjoy it, you know, and that's it. So you change it the way it fits you, your style. Just the idea of this training, so that you would understand, it's simple. It's very simple. You don't need any of this. You just need to remember, give people a gift. Give them a gift. That's it. Yes. Yes, we'll talk about that right now.
What church are you with?
We'll talk about that as well. We have a question, a Q&A at the end, and we'll answer those questions. Okay, so there are four reactions. I think we mentioned something the other day. Four responses when you give people the book. Okay, thank you, and the door is shut. The person, thank you, boom.
That's good.
And you are not able to say anything else, but your mission is accomplished. You have left the book in that home. Just go. Happily, you have accomplished your mission. Second, thank you. What is it? What's in the book? What is the book about? What do you say then? Good. Look, I only said it once and she already has it. Nice.
I've been practicing.
Awesome. So the fourth response. Yes. Oh, I will repeat it now. We have a slide for that, so we'll repeat what our sister said here. So fourth, not interested. And you can say, you know, this is, if you don't like to read, no worries. You can either share it with others or just keep it on the shelf there. If they say they're not interested, you tell them, it's a health magazine on stress, anxiety, and depression. So emphasize the health side. And sometimes people say, oh, I'll take that. Or sometimes people will say, no, thank you. Say, okay, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And smile and leave. If the person says that they don't want it, we had a few people on our mission trips. They said, we were sharing testimonies and they were sharing this if it was something good. They said, this lady, she came out and she said, no, go away. I don't want anything. And she shut the door. And she didn't know that I left it there anyway. And said, no, sister, we don't do that. We didn't say it publicly, but we said later, please don't do that. We want to respect people's choice. God doesn't push things down our throat. We can't do that either. If the person said, no, we try one thing, we try the other. They said, no, we respect. We respect that. We ask God to give them another chance and we move on. Okay? So we're not leaving anything on the doors, under the doors, when people say no. We just respect that.
But if they're not home.
If they're not home, that's another thing, and we'll talk about that in Q&A as well. Okay, so what is the book about? This book is a blend of history and Bible prophecy. It shows how history proves that Bible is true. Now, it might be too long for you. You can say it's a blend of history and Bible prophecy. You can say that. Or you can say this book talks about the past, present, and future. The book covers past, present, and future. It sheds light on current events through the lens of Bible prophecy. So different ways. You might have read The Great Controversy, and for you have a special way to present this book. Use that. You know what I tell people? Sometimes I see a person full of tattoos. No offense there. But sometimes I see, you know, punk rockers and stuff. And I see that most likely they will not be interested in religion. You know, I see that the person is somewhere else. So I tell them, this book presents how Christianity had strayed away, had left the truth. And for them, it's like, oh, I want that book because they think that Christianity is far away from the truth. And say, oh, I'll take that. And it does present how in the Dark Ages, how Christianity, or at least part of Christianity, was killing millions and millions of people in the sake of religion. So, and it shows how not to go back and not to do those mistakes again. So there are different ways to present it. The way that I usually present it, I choose the first one. This book is a blend of history and Bible prophecy. So that's what I use to present the book. Now, what do we use to present the magazine? The health magazine. I usually, we have a little more elaborated there, but I usually tell people, I turn it with the magazine and I tell them, this magazine is about stress, anxiety, depression, and how to deal with those in the 21st century. Anxiety, depression. Remember those. I see the reaction of people's faces when we say that. People resonate with that, and they usually, many times they'll say, how did you know I need it? And I tell them, we all do. In the world that we live in, we all do need some help in that. So, but here we have, in a world that's hurting, this magazine offers hope for those who struggle with mental health. This magazine gives tips and discusses ways you can have better mental health. Sometimes people don't really understand mental health. They think if you say mental health that they're crazy. So I don't really like to use the word mental health. Some people will understand it in the right way and some people will not take it. They say, does he think that I'm crazy? No, stress. Stress, everybody's at some point in their lives, they're stressed out. So stress, anxiety, depression. Yes, brother.
Can't you suffer going through anxiety?
Absolutely. Yeah, depression, anxiety, stress. Those three aspects that the magazine handles. So yeah, you can use that. And as a matter of fact, you'll see that presenting the health message first, there is an advantage there. It opens the door. It opens the door tremendously. Sometimes people will ask, but is it a religious thing? I said, well, the health part is on mental health. The book is a blend of history and Bible prophecy. What you can do, just read the magazine and leave the book aside. That's what I tell people. Just leave the book aside, don't read it, read the magazine. And then you pray at home that God would use somehow the book too. Yes, yes, if you can add to the description of the book.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, especially. Yes, absolutely. So that's why you can present whatever context you are in, whatever convinces you, share that with others. So you can totally say, this book shows how church and state will unite. During COVID, you know how I was presenting it? This book shows and presents how U.S., the beacon of freedom, there'll come a time when U.S. will be taking freedoms away. And you know what everybody was saying? The time is now. Everybody's saying they are taking freedoms away now already. So everybody was just resonating with it. It was just a big thing to say. So yes, yes, that can be said. Now I'm a little bit shying away from it because many times people will get into the politics right there, you know, and they kind of want to have you there. But we have a lot to say about what this book says about politics and how God cares about politics and how he describes all the superpowers of the world in Daniel 2. So anyway, any question about how to present the book and the magazine? This health magazine talks about stress, anxiety, depression, and how to deal with those in the 21st century.
Okay.
That's what I use a lot. If I don't have the time to say all of that, a magazine on stress and depression, how to deal with those. So just something really short. For example, sometimes people are driving by and they have the window down. I just approach them if it's a traffic light. A magazine on health, on stress, anxiety, depression for you. And they just reach out and grab it. So you have to adjust it to the circumstances. Any other question about the presentation of this too? Wonderful question. Wonderful question. We are told in the spirit of prophecy that the health message is the what? The entering wedge, and it's the right hand of the third angel's message. So absolutely, you can, as a matter of fact, presenting the magazine first has its huge advantages. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Do that and just try. Do your own little study. To some people present the book first, to some people present the magazine first and see what their reaction is. So, but yes, absolutely. Magazine first is a wonderful, wonderful way of presenting it. Okay, let's keep going. How to pray with people. By the way, that was a wonderful outreach that we had, Elder Wilson and I, in St. Louis, Missouri. We were going out. So there are some powerful testimonies from that outreach that some other time I'll share. So, okay, the person took the book. The person asked what the book is about. We told the person what the book was about. Then I tell them, if the conversation kind of ended there, I tell them, we love praying with people. What can we pray for? Did you notice that I didn't ask them if they wanted me to pray for them? Because that's right. Because people will, we're all very resistant to new things. So what's the first inclination of the person when somebody offers something new? No. So unknown, the unknown is uncomfortable, so people will say no. So that's why we don't give them that option, because they have it anyway. If you tell them, what can I pray for, does the person still have the option of saying no, thank you?
Yes.
Absolutely, and many of them will do that. But you're not helping them. If you say, would you like me to pray, then what's ringing in their mind is no. But when you tell them, I love praying with people, what can I pray for? And then sometimes people are kind of puzzled, like, and I help them. I tell them, I can pray for your family, can pray for your health, or we can pray for our country. And people say, oh yeah, my family or my health. Then just pray for what they have asked you, short prayer. And then go ahead. I should have read before, but let's read now what it says there. So say, I love praying with people. What would you like me to pray for? And then if there is an awkward space, you see they don't know what to say, you can say something like general things that we said just now. So very important thing, would you like me to pray for you? No. I love praying with people. What would you like me to pray for? And you'll forget about this. And you'll find yourself saying, would you like me to pray for you? And you, oh, I shouldn't say that. Don't worry, just say it and keep moving with it. Don't even show that it's fine. Because many of the times it will work just fine. So whatever you say, just pray with people. Why? Many times when I say amen, I see people are crying. And many times they say, no one has ever prayed for me like that. Because some of them are going to Catholic churches, and they just repeat, you know, the prayers. And they, after a while, you know what that does to the person. It kind of hardens them. But here they felt a sincere prayer. Short, please, short prayer. Specific to what the person has asked you for. Pray for God's blessings over the family, over the home, protection, health. Pray for those things. So that's the prayer. When I say amen, next thing I tell them, we also love to study the Bible with the people. And it can be done. Let's read what it says there. Before leaving, we also offer free Bible studies. We do them online. And online, how can it be done online? Well, they can study it online themselves. Or it can be done online via Zoom. You guys probably use Zoom with your church for prayer meetings, or you have used Zoom in the past. So this says the idea is to do Zoom Bible studies with people. In your case, remind me your name, sister.
Tracy.
I've asked you probably 3 times already. Tracy, you were saying that your challenge was to have enough people to give Bible studies from your church. So what you can do here, if in your home church you have gotten 5 Bible study requests, and you say, I'm only one, and I'm already given 2 Bible studies, I can't handle them. What you do, you invite them to do a Zoom Bible study, and you do a group Zoom Bible study, and you rally them all to do a Bible study on Saturday afternoon at, let's say, 6 p.m., 5 p.m., whatever, or Sunday. And you see when the majority can do it, and you just do a Zoom Bible study with 5 people at the same time. Each one of them are in their own homes. You are in your home. Or you can offer and say, I can come to one of you and we'll do Zoom from here. You have to make sure that you have good internet signal, and that can be done then Zoom Bible study. So anyway, yeah, actually you will. You will have that problem. If you're consistent with doing outreach on Saturdays, and you will do just as we have presented, offering every person a Bible study, you'll have your hands full of Bible study very, very soon. Very soon. Even in the places that you say, no one wants Bible studies here. That's what happened in Marathon a few weeks ago, Marathon in the Keys. You know, Marathon is a small thing that you drive to the Keys, and there's an Adventist church there. And the pastor, both of them, the senior and the assistant pastor, they both say, no one wants to study the Bible in this city, in this town. No one. We have tried. We've done so many things. People are so secular here. They just mind their own thing. Nobody wants Bible studies. And I said, well, let's try again. So we went out to distribute books. We were giving books out, so 2 hours. We did an outreach of 2 hours. 7 people interested in studying the Bible. 7 Bible study interests. And we found tons of people that were saying, oh, thank you, we are already studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. So the Jehovah's Witnesses took advantage of that town incredibly. I mean, maybe every 5th house would tell us that we are already studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. The associate pastor was humbled. Yeah. He said, oh my, people are really hungry here. People are studying the Bible. Too bad they're studying in the wrong place. But seven people have signed up for Bible studies in 2 hours. In a place where they said nobody wants to study the Bible. So, amen. I believe that. I believe that God withholds his hand until we come and do what he told us to do. So that's why I know that the best is yet to come for our church, because if our church starts doing this regularly, our churches will be so busy giving Bible studies, so busy baptizing, so busy dealing with issues of space and stuff. For now, we're dealing with other things. We don't know how to retain people. People are leaving. So yes, somebody raised their hand. Yes. Good, yes, good thing there, yes, because those people are hungry for truth. If they're studying, they're hungry for the truth. Okay, so we tell them, I'm so sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I am so glad you have asked that question. It's very important before you go and offer people the study to know what's going to happen after. It's very important to say, so in our case today, since we did not get a commitment from the local church that they will do one thing or the other, they said that they can handle Bible studies, we'll say, we'll give them 3 options, online, in person, or via mail. If they choose in person, then we will tell the church and someone will go, and we will tell the person that someone from the local church will come to visit you. I'm only here for today, but someone will come. We're not given the name. We'll say someone will contact you. Then via Zoom, same thing. You tell them, we'll give this to the local church, and someone will be contacting you with the information for this Zoom meeting. So we're not, in your local church context, you might have this all set up already, and you will know, okay, if people request Zoom Bible studies, who will be giving it? And as our sister said, what's your name?
Larissa.
Uh-huh. As Larissa said, people are usually more inclined to do the Bible studies with the person who had visited them.
Yes. Yeah.
If you are the first contact, they have a special bond with you. So if you can, at least give, in your local context, at least give the first 2 or 3 Bible studies with you and the other person who will follow after you. Okay, you mean expense financially? Yes. What happens, most of the churches have paid accounts, Zoom accounts. If you don't have a paid Zoom account, Zoom would allow you to have a free session for 45 minutes. And that's probably enough for Bible study. And that's probably a good thing, actually, for Zoom to cut after 45 minutes so that you're not tempted to go on and on and on. And you know, and it tells you you have 5 minutes left. And then you say, okay, we have to end our meeting. So that's a free version of Zoom. But I'll tell you, if you're experiencing a need, few people want Zoom Bible studies, and you say, I think it's worth investing. I think it's $10 a month or $12 a month, something like that. It's worth investing in something for, you know, that's going to be your evangelism fund going in, into a Zoom account to do those Zoom. So both options, the free option, the church paid option, or your personal investment in a Zoom account. Oh, absolutely. Yes. The church only needs to give you the credentials for that Zoom account, the username, the password, and then you go in and you use it as long as no one else is using it during that time. So you have to coordinate that part. Yeah, someone else, yes. Yeah, you can use whatever platform you want. Whatever platform works for you, use that. The important thing is just do it. Just do it. And here, we're given three options. Do you notice? Let us go back to this. Let us go back to this. So after prayer, my thing is about to die. After prayer, what did we do after prayer? I said, we also like to study the Bible with the people. And it can be done via Zoom, online. That's the same thing, Zoom or online, same thing. It could be done via mail. We'll be mailing you out the things. Or, I'm sorry, I'm standing right in front of you. Or it can be done in person. Which one of this works best for you? Do you notice, again, we're not asking, yes, would you like it? Do you want it? Would you want Bible studies? No. We're asking, we're saying, we're given three options. Which one works best for you? If they don't want any of them, what will they do? They'll say, yeah, they'll say that probably. Or they'll say, none of them, thank you. They say, for now, I'm good. I'll just read the book for now. Say, oh, God bless you. As a matter of fact, I tell them, at the back of the book, you have 8 pages of different options of Bible studies. So you can do those in your own time. In the cover that we'll be distributing today, on the back cover, you have the Bible study offer. You have that as well. So those people that will be getting the books today, they have at least 5 options of different venues to study the Bible. So if they tell you no to Bible study, oops, okay? So if they tell you no to Bible studies, you tell them, no worries. You can actually do it in your own time, whenever you're ready, at the back of the book. You can either on the cover, you have Bible study offer, or inside of the book, they have amazing facts, it is written, BibleStudy.com, they have many, many things. So, what do we say? How do we approach people? What do we tell them? Would you like Bible studies? Is that the right version? No. We love studying the Bible with the people. Or we also offer free Bible studies. And it could be done 3 different ways. In person, by mail, or online. Which one of this works best? That's right. If they said no to a Bible study, I tell them, in your own time, whenever you're ready, at the back of the book you have that. But please use this. Try to use this method and you'll see how it works. And as a matter of fact, today our goal will be that each team will be praying for at least 1 Bible study intro.
That would be great.
And what you'll do before you hit the ground, you'll say, Lord, give me at least 1 Bible study interest. I, on my side, I will commit, you should say, tell the Lord, I will commit to ask everyone. Wherever I get there, of course, the person that shut the door and said, no, thank you, you don't ask there. you just ask the Lord to give them another chance. But everyone, give them, just do this. Ask them to pray. And if you ask to pray in a special way, the way we said, you'll see that almost everyone will say yes to the prayer. And then after prayer, you say, we also love studying the Bible with the people. And you can flip, if you want, you can flip them over. Do the Bible study request first, and then do the prayer at the end. You can do that too. It's up to you. Okay? But please don't ask them, would you like? Or do you want that? Because that will increase your chances of no, because the people have the chance to say no anyway, and they'll use that if they really don't want it. Okay, any question about the Bible study, how to get Bible studies? Oh, please grade the Bible study contact A, B, C. What I do with people, if they say, oh yeah, I would like to do it online, and I tell them, for example, John, and I tell him, John, you know, zero being like no interest at all in studying the Bible, and 10 being very, very interested, how would you grade your interest from 0 to 10? And some people say 4, 5. Some people say 10. And the person that says 10, what rate Bible study those are? A. That's somebody who is there. You have to be there. And the person who says 3, 4, that's a C. Yes, on the scale of 0 to 10. The person, I'm offering them the Bible study, okay. And if they said, yes, I want the Bible study, I ask them how would they rate their interest. I said, 0 being 0 interest and 10 being very, very interested, where are you on this scale? So when it's a very good thing to do, because then you know where they are really at. Because if they tell you a 1 or a 2, you can know that they probably told you yes only because they don't want to offend you. And that most likely that will be a flake. That when you will call or go to them, they'll say, I'm too busy. And so you know that that's a great C. And the C's, many, many times, they're flaking off. So that's a good thing to do. Grade the interest of people, okay? That's right. 10, if somebody says interest 10, try to make sure that Bible study gets in person. That's right. Yes. If they chose by mail and they say interest 10, then what you can do, you can bring, if that's in your community with your church, then you can bring them the Bible study by yourself to their door. You'll be the mailman. Right. You bring them and you say, next week I'll come and bring you lesson number 2.
And answer questions.
That's right. And when you bring lesson number 2, here's your lesson number 2. How did you do with the first? Oh, you know, I didn't have time to do it this last week. No problem. No worries. Now we have 2 lessons to do during this week. Next week I'll come. I'll bring you lesson number 3. Or would you like me to wait another week and give you 2 weeks to do these 2 lessons?
Do a lesson with you.
That's right. I can let me know if you want. I can do it with you as well. So yes, be proactive there. Okay, let me go to this. I need you to do something now. It is, but sometimes it goes a little crazy. Okay, so we have something that we have a Bible study interest form that you will be using. This QR code here, get your phone and scan this QR code, or you can take a picture of this QR code. Don't worry, this is going to be simple, promise. This is going to be simple. Get your QR code, scan it, or take a picture. Take a picture of this QR code. If you scan it, what does it take you to? Okay, so this is Bible Study Michigan Camp Meeting. So, you have scanned this and keep it open like this. Just wait, if you need to close it, just take it back there, but then go right back and it's going to be open for you. So it's good to take a picture of this. If accidentally you close it, then on the picture, you just position yourself on the picture and it's going to give you an option. Go to that website and it will take you right back in here. So what you have here, you have contact's name, contact's number, contact's email, contact's address, if it's in person or via mail, you need their address. And many times I'll give the person the phone for them themselves to fill it out. And then you have 3 options. Bible study interest in person, online, or mail. You have it here, so you choose that option. And then you have language, English, Spanish, or other. So what will happen, and then you have notes. In the notes, you put the interest of the person. Is it interest A, B, or C? Why? Because the person who will be studying the Bible with them, it's going to be good for them to know what interest they expressed right in the beginning. And then you put submit. And when you press submit, it will give you submit another response, and you click, you tap on submit another response, and it opens a brand new form, and you it's ready for the next contact. So what happens with this, this all goes into a spreadsheet, and as a matter of fact, I will be able to see live as we go out how many Bible studies we have. So this afternoon at 4:45 when we come, we'll know exactly how many Bible study interests we have. So instead of you coming with a piece of paper, or instead of you losing that piece of paper that you wrote the their number and contact information, it's going to be all together in one spreadsheet. And right away today I'll be sending it to the pastor of the Alma Church, all the information there. Yes, so I think I so yes, absolutely. Do not let if this technology doesn't work, don't worry about that. Use yes, absolutely. Use the method that you feel comfortable with. So if you feel comfortable with this, this is fine. I mean, it was so neat during our mission trips that live I'm looking at it and I see boom, boom, boom. In 1 hour I saw 49 Bible study requests already, and I'm letting everybody know and say, hey team, we already have 49 Bible study requests. By the end of the day, 189 Bible study requests. So we come back, we celebrate, we pray about those. So it's a really neat neat tool. I saw a hand, yes. No, the bookmark has a different thing where it leads you to Strong Tower Radio, which is a very, very good thing. This is just for us internally. This... The what?
I left my phone in my room.
Oh, no problem. Just take, if you get a Bible study interest, just take a note on your phone in the notes or with your pen on a piece of paper. That will work. That will work just fine and bring it in. That's good. Good thinking there. Or your partner, whoever you go with, maybe they can have this picture taken and you'll be set. Because one of the two has to have this. One of the two. Okay.
Write it down.
Yes, we need to divide the team because we only have 5 minutes. Any question in terms of our outreach and what to say, what to do, and what we're doing this afternoon? Yes. Oh, we didn't get to the Q&A. Oh my, this is horrible. Frequently asked questions. What if no one is home? What if no one is home? You just leave the book. This door hanger, you leave it right on the door. Or if it doesn't fit, because sometimes the knob is really big, you just put it right next to the door. Standing right next to the door. Usually we like to put it where the door opens, because when they open the door, it falls down. And when it falls down, natural reaction is to bend and pick it up. So that's what we do if nobody is home. What if they say, if the sign says no soliciting? Good. What are we doing?
Free.
We're giving gifts. Soliciting means when you come in to ask for something, we're giving them a gift. So that doesn't, and if the person comes out and they say, didn't you read the sign? Yeah, I just tell them, oh ma'am, actually we're bringing a gift and we're not soliciting. This is your copy, but you have a choice to have it or to
reject
it. So it's up to you. And we nicely say, most of the time, my most powerful divine appointments are the biggest no soliciting signs. There are many, 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 many of those at no soliciting, people with no soliciting signs. Many of them will say, oh, because I'll say, oh, you had a no soliciting sign, and we talk to you. This was from the previous owner. I mean, it's not even them. They bought the house with that thing on, and they just left it on. So, okay. If there is camera, doorbell, do whatever you need to do. I don't have time to talk about that now. It's not that important. What if someone rejects the book? Just say God bless you and keep going. Let's go to the next. What if you meet someone who doesn't speak your language, who doesn't speak Spanish or English? Just for you to know, if you meet a Hispanic person, by scanning the QR code, they have their Spanish option. If they tap on that Spanish, they'll have the book in digital in Spanish. They'll have the videos in Spanish. They'll have the audiobook in Spanish. So they'll have...
Take it out of the wrapper, show it to them.
That's right. Ask them to bring their phone, scan the QR code, go into the menu, and find the Spanish, tap there, and they'll have all the Spanish for them there. So that's... If the person is not Hispanic and not English, if it's Arabic, then you go to My Language, My Life. Or you go again, scan the QR code, and where it says other languages, it will take you to My Language, My Love, Life website, and you have more than 180 languages there. Languages that you can only think of, they're there. And you let the person choose the language. I think we can end with this, and you can take this, and then we'll divide our team. Okay, we'll end with the prayer, and then we'll just keep going a little bit. We're ending for the recording.
You didn't answer the question.
Yes, we'll end. Let me end after we'll give the microphone away, and then I'll answer the question. Let's pray. Father in heaven, what a blessing it is to be involved in your work. We know that the angels are eager to do this work, but you have left it to us because you want our joy to be full. Father, this afternoon we'll be going out. We're asking that you would go before us. And we're asking, Lord, that you would prepare the hearts of the people and that we would come back full of experiences of what you have done using weak instruments like us. Father, bless each one of those who are present here. Bless the families. Bless the churches represented here. In the name of Jesus, amen.
To listen to more of these presentations, you may visit the audio archives at MISDA.org/audio2023 or search for Michigan Conference Camp Meeting wherever you get your podcast.